as punishment, but as therapy. That has to be very carefully understood, because sometimes punishment is therapy. When we say that we don't do it as punishment, what we mean is we're not just trying to exact satisfaction. But that doesn't mean that we don't do things that hurt, right? I mean, our children, we should have the same mentality about parenting, right? Our goal is to cure, noetically cure them and teach them to be God lovers who are affixed to God. And we use the hand on the butt. That's therapy. But it's also punishment. We don't hesitate to say it's punishment. There are some sins that need to be punished, very severely punished. But that has to be in a therapeutic context. It has to be viewed as part of the therapy. You're never going to convince someone when you tell them that they have to go confess to someone that they stole something. They have to face them and that they have to abstain from communion for a few weeks. Call it whatever you want. They know what it is. They know punishment's involved. Which is, I'm just saying that so we understand punishment in the right and the wrong way. F there, the 35 canons of St. John the Fastest, in honor of Father Tom. In honor of Father Tom, I thought I would use an example from the canons of St. John the Faster about how to cure a particular sin. And in this case, in honor of Father Tom, I've chose the sin of masturbation, since he has not ceased to rip me for the last year or maybe 2 years, since I made a comment at one of these clergy seminars that he thought was, who knows. Yes, exactly. You know, when I was a new priest, I had the deacons of St. Athanasius to keep me humble. And they considered it a divine task to just constantly, I was the brunt of every joke for years. And then I moved and I'm like, oh, phew. I finally escaped. And then God sent me Father Tom. So let's discuss this. In the 35 canons of St. John the Faster, the 8th, 9th, and 10th canons all have to do with the sin of masturbation. The canon 8 has to do with masturbation by yourself. Canon 9 has to do with double masturbation, etc., and even more complex masturbation in canon 10. He gives a prescription, and it's a very beautiful prescription, and I thought I would just explain it so we can see the wisdom of some of these great healers like St. John the Faster. He says that the person who has committed that sin should be given 3 things. He says that they should first abstain from Holy Communion for 40 days. 40 days of abstention. Then he says that during that 40 days, they should make 100 metanias a day. And over the course of that 40 days, they should eat by xerophagy, which means that they fast and eat only dry foods, no cooked foods. Now, someone might look at that and say, oh, he just made it up out of his mind. But he didn't just make it up. He gave a particular cure. He prescribed something particular for the particular passion. He prescribed an abstinence from Holy Communion because this is the chief way that we drive home the seriousness of a particular sin to our people. It puts them a distance from the most precious thing in their life, and they recognize that holiness, which is coming, the Lord Himself coming into us, is not compatible with certain levels of sin. And so they learn right away how serious it is. So this teaches us the severity. Why would He give 100 metanias? That's right, because it's a sin of the body. The body was aching for it, and the person gave in their soul. And they allowed themselves to be illicitly gratified when they should have said, be quiet. They should have had the strength to look at their body and said, don't. So in order to strengthen their body, He gives them these 100 metanias. And we know, of course, from Lent, that putting ourselves in a humble position bodily produces compunction in us. It actually changes us on the inside. We may not have any compunction at the beginning of the Great Canon of St. Andrew, but by the end of the Great Canon of St. Andrew, we're full of compunction and tears. And then xerophagy. Why would He prescribe that? In order to heal this sin. In order to conquer any passion of the flesh, you have to control the stomach. You know, a beautiful place where this is explained is in the Ladder of St. John of Sinai, the Ladder of Divine Ascent. The 14th chapter of the Ladder and the 15th chapter of the Ladder, remember that he organizes his steps progressively, right? Beginning with renunciation and ending with theosis. The 14th and 15th, guess what they are? Right next to each other.